Hello, my name is Grace Horden and I wrote the article Fatherlessness, Sperm Donors and So What Parentage, due to personal and professional interest in donor conception. I am a senior lecturer in modern and contemporary literature and my research has always been focused, to various extents, on cultural and critical responses to technological innovation. I've written on nuclear technology and post-humanism, for example. Turning to investigate how assisted reproduction is presented and discussed in contemporary culture is an extension of this work. However, the real reason why this article in particular matters to me is because in 2019, after undergoing intrauterine insemination, I gave birth to twins as a solo mother by choice. I had help from a sperm donor to complete my family. I am a passionate defender of donor conception and argue for transparency over donor conception, believing that every child conceived via gamete donation should be aware of their conception background. I also advocate for clearer, safer and fairer regulation. I'm a strong believer in the importance of known donation as opposed to completely anonymous donation. The more information we can provide to donor offspring as to their genetic heritage, the better. This includes advocating for identity release donation, in which offspring can learn the identity of their donor upon reaching adulthood. The importance of storytelling, then, is crucial for donor-assisted families. And in my article Fatherlessness, I argue that the non-traditional origin stories of donor-conceived people are not inferior to the origin stories of heteronormative nuclear family structures. I work closely with the Donor Conception Network, celebrating diverse family formations and helping to support parents and children in donor-assisted families. Thank you.